So again, you'll say this when talking to the prospect if it's necessary. As Kevin said, on the introduction CD, you really need to listen to your wishes, your command in 14 days or less to receive maximum benefit from the information. So now, let's recap. We've handed out the intro CD to someone local. They've said they're interested in receiving further information, and we dropped off your wishes, your command. We've said that we'll follow up on the phone in a week to see where they're at in listening to the 14 CD program. So now, let's make that third phone call, the 7-day up follow-up phone call. They've now received your wish, your command. They've had it in their possession for a week, and you would say something like this. Hey, Joe, it's Chris. Just wanted to give you a call to see where you're at with listening to your wish or your command. Pause 1, 2, 3. Let them respond. Pause 1, 2, 3. I'll say that again. Hey, Joe, it's Chris. Just wanted to give you a quick call to see where you're at in listening to your wish or your command. Pause 1, 2, 3. Obviously here, there could be several responses at this stage. One response could be, man, I'm almost finished with it. I'm on CD number 12. Chris, this information is incredible. Or, Chris, I was just going to call you. I finished it. This stuff's great. Why haven't I heard this before? Now, that's the one we want to hear. The one I just said. That's the response that we want to hear to our question. In this case, you'd respond something like this. So if they say, Chris, I was just going to call you. I finished it. This stuff's great. Why haven't I heard this before? Again, that's the response that we want to hear. And you would respond with this. Fantastic, Joe. I knew you'd get a lot out of it. Do you need any clarification on anything, or do you really get what Kevin's saying? Then, depending on Joe's response and excitement level, he now may be close to being ready to set an appointment to share the program with him. Now, remember in an earlier CD, I said, when someone's ready, you need to be ready. Don't be surprised or shocked if somebody is ready to go to the next stage here. Don't keep thinking you have to keep giving people information. Don't think that. They'll let you know when they're ready if you ask the right questions. And then, of course, pause 1, 2, 3 so you can hear their response and clearly understand it. So if somebody said that, you would respond with, fantastic, Joe. I knew you'd get a lot out of it. Do you need any clarification on anything, or do you really get what Kevin's saying? Right here, based on their response, you'd say, hey, Joe, wait until you hear the last CDs. If somebody said, maybe, boy, this is unbelievable, I'm on CD number 12 already, you would say, hey, Joe, wait until you hear the last two CDs. When do you think you'll be finished with them? And the reason I ask is because you seem so excited and I have some other information to share with you, but I can't do it until you're finished with the program. So in other words, what we're covering here is somebody who says, yeah, I'm finished it. They get done early. Or someone who's ahead of CD number 7. In other words, they're on CD 12. They're excited. They're listening to it. They're moving through the information quickly. You need to be ready for that. And if somebody's on, let's say, CD number 12, when you make your 7-day follow-up phone call, and they're excited, they sound like they want to get through the information. Hey, Joe, wait until you hear the last two CDs. When do you think you'll be finished with them? And the reason I ask is because you seem so excited, and I have some other information to share with you, but I can't do it until you're finished with the program. And then you will move on to the invitation.